At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Taxes was waiting around for your taxes to be done, which led to worrying about not getting any money back. Now Taxes is matching with a TurboTax expert who can do your taxes in a day to get you up to $4,000 fast with a refund advance loan. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Expert filing only available with TurboTax Live Full Service. Refund advance has $0 loan fees and 0% APR. Refund advance loans may be issued by First Century Bank, N.A. or Web Bank. Terms apply, subject to approval.
I'm going to throw up.
Are you actually? Sada?
Hold on, wait. Woo, I'm okay.
Welcome back, guys, to the Cousin
Connection
Podcast.
We were talking this whole time.
I keep doing this. I'm sorry. We might have recorded about 5 minutes, but let's just say welcome back. As you can see, if you're watching the visuals of this podcast, we have a little bit of a special presentation today. You know, this podcast itself is not exactly special, at least number-wise.
It could be.
You know, we're not exactly at 150. Mm-hmm. But we thought we'd try something different while doing this little Q&A video today. If you're watching the videos, you can see we have two ramen noodles in front of us. And if you're familiar with ramen noodles at all, you might realize that they're the special bulldog type. Or how you say it? Bulldog?
Are you a fan of ramen noodles? Do you
what?
Like ramen?
I never eat them. I don't think I've ever eaten ramen. Like, I've eaten ramen, but like in years I haven't touched it. And yeah. Like I can't even remember how it tasted.
I can
but
smell the spice.
The special thing about these ones are they're the spicy type. And first off, just to clear the record, this is all Sada's fault. Oh my God, one second. The window is going crazy here. I'm going to fix this real quick. Okay, now that that's fixed, I tried to recreate basically everything we missed when I forgot to hit record. I tend to do that every once in a while.
It happens.
Yeah. But so we thought as we're doing this Q&A, we'd have a little bit of spice it up. In a way, right?
Yeah.
Kind of sure. Bring back memories of our 100th episode. Was that our 100th episode video?
Was it? Yeah.
Yeah.
It was.
Our 100th yeah. episode video where we had the hot wings of death. Is that what they're called? I forget what the challenge was called.
The Hot Ones Challenge.
Hot Ones Challenge. Yeah. That's what it was. So if you haven't watched that one,
that
was also a Q&A. So if you have any questions that might not be answered here, they might have been answered there. So go ahead and check that one out because mm-hmm. we almost died doing that. So, you know, might as well support. But yeah.
I did almost die that day, and we don't have any reinforcements besides our water bottles.
Mine is all the way over there.
It's okay. You said you could handle it, right?
I could totally. I'm not going to drink any water. I'm good. Yeah.
And you have to drink the soup.
No, I don't.
Yes, you. That's
I'm
part
gonna,
of.
I'm
that's
not gonna
literally
drink.
Part of the
no,
challenge.
No, it isn't. It's the
yes,
eating
it is.
The noodles.
No, but that the soup is part of the noodles.
I don't like soup like that.
No,
I'm not going to have nobody eats the soup.
The first
Nobody
part of the challenge is we're going to cheers our cups and then we're going to take a
no,
little
chug. No. Sada?
Are you a chicken?
That was not...
Are you a chicken?
No, I'm just saying that was not part of the
it's
deal.
Because he can't handle it, guys.
No.
If he doesn't drink it, it's because he can't handle it. So it's fine.
Moving on. Just a little bit of update for y'all before we start the Q&A. I finally found a house or apartment. Yay!
Yay! Where's the sound?
Huh?
There's a sound.
Oh,
like
there's
goes,
one here.
Yay!
One second. Nope. Yeah!
There it is. The one.
So yeah, I finally got an apartment. It's the area for the apartment is perfect. It's exactly where we're looking. Can you rest in that? The area is perfect. It worked out, alhamdulillah, that like
alhamdulillah.
We got pretty much a lot of the things that we were looking for.
Yeah.
You know, of course we had to make some sacrifices here and there, but ultimately it worked out, you know, so I think we're going to keep this as a studio. I'm probably going to have to make my way down here now.
Yeah.
Instead of, you know, just waiting on... Sarah, we're both going to be waiting on each other.
Exactly.
And it's going to be a bit of a drive because, you know, I'm going to the West End a little bit, so...
I was in his new end of the woods
yeah.
before I got here, and the drive over, I was like, oh my God.
Let's just say, like, Toronto is not very good at planning its construction.
It was bad.
So this drive, normally this drive, on a weekend at least, should take, like, 20, 30 minutes max.
Really?
Yeah.
It took me an hour.
Because, like, when we're leaving from her place at nighttime,
yeah.
it takes me, like, 25 minutes.
Oh, that's quick.
Yeah. But no matter what day it is, whether it be the weekend or be the weekdays, it's going to take you minimum 50 minutes to an hour to get to the from the West End to the East End.
It told me 52 just from, like, I was just looking at my GPS, but then because there were, like, lane closures, it took me an extra 20 minutes.
Yeah. See, and that's the thing. The GPS is not even reliable anymore.
I know.
It's so bad. It's so bad. But what can you do? You know, we're trying to make it work.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
But guess what, guys? Amir's place is going to be the new hangout spot.
Is it? Actually, it has a lot of...
Yeah. And I was like, you know, okay, I have to tell you something before we get into this. So I've been doing a lot of thinking, and I'm like, you know what? A lot of us... We ate good this summer, and we gained a couple LBs. It's fine. But now we're back into, you know, our health journey. And so my cousin from Australia, you remember Ida?
Yeah.
Her and her friends have this thing called Fitness Fridays, where like every Friday they hang out, but they do like a physical activity. So shout out to the girls. Y'all know who you are if you're listening
to this.
Well,
now we'll have plenty to do at my place.
And so when you sent me, I was like, yo, every week is Fitness Fridays.
We got tennis courts.
Yeah, it's sick.
We got a swimming pool, like three gyms.
I'm literally showing up to your place with a gym bag and all my
equipment. Hey, it's near the beach. You know, you can go to the beach if you wanted
to. Literally. So Fitness Fridays.
Hey, well, I'm down for it too. Okay, I'm down.
Okay,
let's
we're
do
doing
it.
Fitness Fridays.
But yeah, so that's that. I just wanted to get that out of the way. Alhamdulillah, it worked out. You know, the wifey's going to be coming soon to visit at least and check it out. We're going to be filling out the place. And, you know, maybe we'll film a little bit of it and, like, show y'all a little bit of our journey of moving into the
place. Would you guys want to see
just adding, not a whole, maybe not a whole vlog, because it's going to be a while. It's not going to be, like, a quick thing. Okay. It's going to be a thing over time. If we had, like, a quick move-in, then I might be able to make something out of that. But at least we can, you know, give you clips of it here and there on the podcast or something.
Or you can, like, pre-film, and then once you actually have everything, you can put it together to, like, build the anticipation a little bit, you know?
Yeah, exactly. But until then, we're going to get down to it, down to business. Should we eat this now and then start reading the questions? Or should you, like, get a question primed up for it?
Yeah.
Do that. You're gonna prime up a question. Okay, let's do that then. Okay, I had to brighten up the room a little bit there, because I just realized we forgot to turn on or at least make it just bright. So it might be a little darker at the beginning of this episode.
First question: is Amir planning to have a wedding?
Let's eat first. I'm not drinking it, Sada.
Yes, Amir. Why are you being such a chicken?
Who drinking it is so much worse.
Exactly.
Let me get my water real quick. Not that I'll need it. I'm just, you know, for comfort. That's all it is.
Ready? Here goes nothing. Let's take a sip. Yeah.
Oh, it's not too bad. So, perfectly fine. The wedding, inshallah, you know, It's something that is possibly in the works. It's not that bad, honestly.
It's burning the back of my throat.
Yeah, it is burning the back of my throat too. But on like the wedding, the thing is that if anyone's like watched the whole series of this podcast, like early on, I was like, I'm not having a wedding.
You did.
I'm not gonna do a Sada. Would ask me like, how about if your wife wants one? I'm like, I'll just have a wife that doesn't want one. You know, I let certain things, you know, my some of my criterias might have.
I knew that was going to shift. Listen, guys, go back to our old episodes when single Amir was answering these questions, because I knew he was just like, I don't care. I'm not going to do it. When a man finds a woman that he loves.
What? What? I'm just sweating.
Low key. I feel like my chest is on.
What? It was just a sip.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know, it was a weird sip.
Nah, that wasn't that bad. But like, what were you saying?
When a man finds a woman that he loves and will do anything for, he will compromise his own boundaries sometimes. Not in an unhealthy, toxic way, but like Amir could have easily, like, I know Amir, okay?
Yeah.
I now see, I used to think like he's just saying he's an introvert just because, but he truly is an introvert. And while he can mask the extroverted life, his core and who he is an introvert. And so like the nikah, I feel like, was like just the right amount of people.
Exactly. A lot of people were saying, like, if you watched, first off, I put out the vlog, was it last week? Yeah. Or no, it was on, I forget which day we put it out on. We put out the vlog of my nikah, so yeah, watch that. Go ahead and watch that as well. But
I'm gonna take a bite.
Like a lot of people who had seen it or were even there, even when the people that were initially there said this is basically a wedding. Like we had so many people there. Like, it was perfect. Everything worked out. Everything that you need in a wedding was there as well, right? So, mm-hmm. Did you just eat some?
Yeah, it's really bad.
Like, it's not hot enough? It's not. No,
it's spicy.
Oh, that's not that. Whatever. Okay.
My gums are
but fine. Yeah, so, like, everybody was saying that's basically a wedding. Like, why even have another wedding? Right. And even in my mind, I was like, yeah, you know what? It kind of worked out. But there are certain, like, traditional things that we didn't do that we would normally do, like something called a gufta mogad or a ankar maktab. Mahtab? Yeah. Sorry, I said maktab. No, it doesn't work. But, yeah, so those things, I feel like... I've always kind of wanted one of those things just to say that I've done like the traditional way, but you're really just that going was, through it.
Can you have a bite first?
Okay. But yeah, so inshallah, you know, if things work out, then there may be another vlog coming up, wedding vlog this time.
Oh my God.
Okay. I'm going in for my first bite.
You do that. Enjoy. I'm going to ask you the next question or we'll ask each other the next question. Would you rather get paid $6,000 each month but be homeless or nothing at all? Are you okay?
I'm good.
Would you rather get $6,000?
Wait. I rubbed my face with the thing that was hot. Now my whole face burns. Okay, go ahead. Do it. Ask the question.
Okay. Can we get a fan in here?
I don't have a fan, I'm sorry. And that one's dead.
Would you rather get paid $6,000 each month but be homeless or not receive any income but have a place to live? I think that's what they meant by this question.
$6,000 a month?
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather have $6,000 a month and be homeless. You know why?
Why?
Because I have friends and family that I know love me and will protect me and offer me shelter.
Okay.
Don't steal my answer.
Because my thing is like, is this in addition to what I'm already making with work, or am I like homeless, jobless, and I'm just getting paid $6,000 a month?
No, let's assume that you're only getting $6,000 a month and you're homeless.
Tax-free?
Let's say, yeah, tax-free.
So it's just straight gross $6,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd rather be homeless. I could live with my parents. I am homeless now, technically.
Yeah. Okay. That's a kind of a cop-out answer.
Yeah.
But, like, what... It depends on what you consider... This is another kind of cop-out answer. What do you consider a home? Like, if I was getting... What? No, listen. If I was getting $6,000 a month...
Yeah.
I would rent an RV. Is that a home?
Point. It is a home.
Or, like, if that's too much, I would rent, like, a large van and just make that into a home.
Oh, I thought you were going the philosophical route when you're like, what is a home?
What?
That's why I laughed. I'm like, yo, it's really not that deep.
No.
I swear, that's what I thought you were.
Because like... home is where the heart is.
Okay. Next question. Let's take another bite.
It's not that bad.
Keep eating. How is single life different from married life? Ew! You're disgusting.
Got some in the back of my throat.
I literally could feel my sweat trickling down my forehead. Are you okay over there?
I'm good. I'm perfectly fine. I'm just talking about.
Okay. How is single life different from married life?
What? Okay. How is single life versus married life?
Yeah.
Honestly, like right now, I'm kind of still in my not single life, but like because my wife is not here, like my routine has not really changed much, right? Outside of like having like late night calls with your wife, that kind of thing, or like, you know, sending messages throughout the day, it hasn't significantly changed. I feel like in the next, what was that? What just dropped? Oh, your phone? Okay. What? Are you good? In the next couple weeks, I kind of will figure that out because now that I have a place, my wife will be visiting for a couple weeks as well. Like, then we'll actually be able to, like, start our life together as husband and wife. At least, you know, start it in a sense. But that'll give me a better idea of what the significant differences are, right? Because I don't know how much my routine might change. Like... the times that I go to the gym, the times I'm editing, you know, the time that I dedicate to those things, how will that change? How will my cooking change? Like, now, am I cooking for an extra person? Because typically I'm the one who likes to be in the kitchen, like, preparing my meals and stuff, because I would like to know exactly what's in my food. So I feel like I would be the one who would be preparing a lot of the meals. What would happen?
Can I have a napkin, please?
Oh, yeah, my bad.
How do people eat this and enjoy?
It's fine.
No, it's not. I'm in pain.
But yeah, so I feel like I'll figure that out in the next week. But right now, it hasn't significantly changed. Like, I just love the fact that I do have, like, someone I can just talk to and, like, aww, vent to. What? Okay. Okay.
That was so cute.
Shut up. This is so not going to... How is this going to be entertaining?
I don't know.
This is not going to be entertaining at all.
Okay.
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 But yeah, so...
My lips are on fire.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, but I'm good.
Okay. I think we're okay.
I wish this was dry. Like, I wish I poured out the water. Oh, we were supposed to pour out the water. It said to pour out the water. Yeah. Can I go and pour out the water?
No, I feel like it adds to the spice.
No, but then, like, it makes it very, like, messy.
No, leave it.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because the point of this is we're going to drink
okay,
the water.
Okay, okay, okay. But yeah, so, next question.
What is your guys' favorite memory of each other?
Favorite memory?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Take a bite.
Sada's birthday. Oh. So Sada's birthday week in LA.
Yeah.
I feel like was our favorite like memory together. Be like the classic log ride photo. Like that, I still think about that to this day. I think my profile pic is still that right now on Instagram. Yeah. But like that, the Disneyland trip, the beach, the surprise beach birthday thing that we had.
The brunch and stuff.
The brunch, you know, sat and about getting hurt. And all of us having to like.
Oh my God, that was like, a really save her. Fun trip. Yeah. Yeah.
I know it wasn't fun for her, but like just the whole like, you know, everything that happened.
Yeah.
The good and the bad, you know, it was just a good memory to have.
I totally agree. I think.
Come on now.
When I turned 30 and we flew to LA together, and I got there a couple days after them because I had to make a pit stop for a friend's wedding, and they picked me up from the airport, and I think like I was going through life. I was going through some tough times, and when I saw them at the airport, I literally started crying.
No,
when
you didn't. I remember that.
I saw Guzman and like the girls, and I started like sobbing as I'm hugging them, and they're just like, all right, it's going to be a great week. But
was it like your realization? Oh my God.
Like I just felt like 30? Relief, but also that too. Mm-hmm. And, I honestly had no clue about the like beach picnic that we ended up doing, which was so cute. Like I normally don't get surprised. I feel like usually I can kind of, I catch on or like someone will let something slip. And I normally like, you know, like I can catch up.
Your brain, I know.
I can catch on to like whatever's happening. And so, you know, Gizman had told me about this restaurant that...
Aisha
had always told me about this restaurant that like... I think it was called Elefante or something like that.
Yeah.
And she always talked it up. And I was like, oh my God, every time she talks about a restaurant, every time we go to LA, we end up trying it and we become obsessed with it.
Yeah.
So she's like, okay, and the surprise is that we're going there. And I was like, oh my God, yay, like fun. Let's go, you know? And I was excited for it. But that wasn't even the surprise. I think she just made me believe that it was.
Yeah.
And then they were like,
gotta give a little bit of the fake out, you know?
Yeah. So they're like,
calm their senses a bit.
You know, since we're like, was it? What beach was it? Santa Monica?
Or? Malibu.
Malibu. Yes, because the last time I went to LA in 2020.
Or actually, it had a specific name. It wasn't Malibu itself. It was like north of Malibu.
But close enough,
right? It was close,
right?
Yeah.
So the last time we went in 2020, we actually did the road trip to Malibu.
Yeah.
But it was so foggy, so we didn't actually enjoy the beach.
Yeah.
So
it was
this time. She was like, oh my God, it's actually such a perfect, like they made it sound like it was just like, oh, let's just stop by the beach. And we're like, okay, yeah, no problem. So we're all like walking. It's like super nice outside. And you guys know I'm blind. Okay. I was wearing contacts that day, but I also have like zero spatial awareness.
Yeah.
Like I just tunnel vision. Mm-hmm. So I'm like excited. I'm at the beach and I kind of see this like setup. I'm like, oh, that's so cute. Is someone like, what is that?
Yeah.
I didn't see the sign that said happy birthday, Sara.
Honestly, you'd have to be pretty close to see that. It was like on the floor there too, so it makes sense.
And then like as I'm getting closer, like Aisha's like, oh, that's such a cute birthday picnic. And I'm like, oh, it's someone's birthday. Like, no, I had no, like, I truly didn't know. And then I saw the sign, I'm like, Sara, oh wait, that's me. And then I was starting to like catch on because they had like Blast playing, and Blast, I'm like obsessed with him.
Yeah.
So they had my favorite song playing. It was just so cute. And I like, once I took it in, I was like, you know, and then we got to go to Disneyland, which was always my dream to go.
Oh yeah. Was it after? I thought it was before. Oh yeah. Disneyland was after, wasn't it?
It was after.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And like, I've always wanted to go, and Amir knows this very well. Mm-hmm. Anytime we used to go to like Wonderland or whatever, I am such a chicken when it comes to like roller coasters. Yeah. Like I'll cry. I'll go on them, but I'll cry. Mm-hmm. And so this time I'm like, I came all this way.
Hey, Dirty 30, you got to try new things, man.
I went on every single ride. Mm-hmm. I think my favorite ride was the one that
log
goes,
one? Oh, no.
The wait. Log one, but the one that goes up and down.
Oh, the Guardians of the Galaxy. Yeah.
So that one? Yellow.
Did we like hide that from you, or did you know?
Yeah, you didn't tell me.
Yeah, because I remember we were talking it up, but we didn't tell you exactly what happens. Because like from the outside, you can't really, unless you know what it used to be, you don't know what it's going to be, right? You just walk into a building and they're like, lines are so long and like, and they're like, you're going between rooms where like they're telling you a story. So by the time you get into the seated area, like you're not really sure. It kind of disorientates you. So you're not really sure what you're about to get into.
Okay, I you know why I knew to like hold on?
Why?
It was because I was sitting with you and Aisha, remember?
Yeah.
when that part happened,
yeah,
I just see her like slowly like grabbing onto you. So I was like, nah, I'm grabbing onto you too.
Oh my God, I love that.
That was such a fun ride.
I was putting
ride.
My hands up. I was having fun, man.
But the log ride, you know why that one was crazy?
Why?
Because you go down the first drop and you think it's done. Then it goes on an even higher drop and it just keeps going.
And I didn't realize how wet you got on
that ride. Yeah, right?
Like I was wearing a sweater. Drenched. And by the end of that ride, drenched. Yeah. Just covered. And I was at the front. So I got all of the water. And like, it was to the point where like, it wasn't even the like nasty water where when you land at the bottom, the log is floating in the water. Mm. And there's like a lot of waves. Mm-hmm. And the waves would splash and a huge like clump of water would fall onto my lap.
you know what's crazy?
What?
I did not feel safe in that log.
Yeah, no. There's no seatbelts, no nothing.
Like, and like you would think the drop was high.
Yeah.
Like the first drop was scared. Like that's I was scared because I'm like, we're gonna fall out of this log.
Yeah.
And then it just kept going. Then we started going. I'm like, oh my God, there's another drop. There were like three of them, right?
There were a few. Yeah.
I was so scared. And like the funniest part is that I'm pretty sure Navat probably has a video, and I'll ask her for it. So
she
we can
did.
Because
I remember in the picture you can see her taking a video.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The rest of us, like you, Amir will insert the photo here. Mm-hmm. I look the most scared, I think.
Yeah.
But Navat's just smiling with her foot. I'm like, does nothing scare you?
And he just see me, my mouth open, water just pouring into it, hands up in the air, eyes closed. I was like,
weren't
just
you
take
scared?
Me. No, I was having
of
fun.
Falling
man.
Out of the thing?
Nah, I was having fun, man. I
that
love rides.
Was fun for you?
I love extreme rides.
Nah, that was terrifying. Mm-hmm. That was terrifying.
Yeah. The only ones that I'm like, I'm okay on, like not going on anymore, are the drop zone ones.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Even like when I was with, I think, Iman at Gold Coast, we went on a drop zone one. Yeah.
How was that?
It was fun. Yeah. But they held us up there for a good minute. Like, we were there for a long time. I was like, okay, when is this thing dropping? To the point where I wasn't even scared anymore. I was like, just take us down.
They're trying to make you forget that you're up there.
But also, it's the fact that there was no one at the park because it was raining that day. So, like, they were like, oh, we'll just take our time. Why not? Okay, someone here asks, what TV shows have y'all been watching lately? Tap into Love Island USA if you haven't. First off, I'm not one. I don't like those kind of shows, man.
Nabat has been begging me to watch Love Island, and
I don't get the obsession with those kind of shows, man.
It's too much of a time commitment for me.
Yeah. And it's like not my... I don't really like overly sexual shows or like that kind of thing. Or like the closest I'll get is maybe like Big Brother. Not saying that's like overly sexual, but like the type of reality show that I might watch.
Yeah.
But or maybe like Naked and Afraid, something like that.
Oh.
It's like the one where... Not Naked... Is it called Naked and Afraid? It's the one where they go into the woods and they're like given nothing and they have to survive.
Yeah,
maybe that one. Mm-hmm. But the show that I recently watched that I'm so disappointed in, probably no one else will know about this, but there's a show called Umbrella Academy,
and they have a new season.
Yeah, they came out with a fourth season, right? And this is a really like it's been like 2 years since the season three finale or last episode of season three. This is supposed to be a finale for the show, like last season of the show. First off, this is a show that usually has 10 episodes per season. First red flag, only 6 episodes for the last season, right? Uh-huh. And also, second red flag is that they're basically starting fresh again. Like, everybody's starting off exactly like they did in the first season, where everybody's separated, doing their own thing, but now they seem worse because they don't have powers this time. And, like, there were so many plot points that didn't make sense in this new season. It didn't end well. Like, it didn't have a good ending or, like, even a satisfactory ending in any shape or way. Oh, are you good? I'm going to continue then. And like the characters, they weren't acting like themselves anymore. There were like storylines or like people they were shipping on the show that just didn't make sense. There's literally like two characters that end up falling in love when at the first season of this show, one of the characters was a guy. He was like literally a child. And this other lady was like an older woman. And they shipped them together in the fourth season. Even though he is slightly older now, he looks slightly older, it was still kind of weird. And it just didn't make sense for who their characters were originally. And it was just a way to like force in a love triangle because one of those characters was already in a marriage at that point.
That's so weird.
Yeah. And like just there were so many things that just didn't make sense. The CGI was horrible on the show. Mm. Like there wasn't as much action. Like nothing made sense in the show. And to the point where people online who are fans of the show thought that this season was a prank. And they thought, oh, like this is supposed to be some like, because there's a lot of timelines, like multiverse kind of thing involved in the show. And people thought, oh, maybe this is like a bad timeline. And they're going to be like, oh, psych, there's another 6 episodes of the good timeline or like the timeline that we're actually going with. Mm-hmm. But apparently this is the end of it. And even the actors who were in it, they were like talking ish about it too. Like they were coming out saying like, yeah, they were telling us to do these things, especially one of the people in that love triangle. They're like, they told me to do these things. And I was like questioning them. I'm like, this doesn't make sense for my character. Like there are certain things that the character said that they hate when in the previous 2 seasons or 3 seasons they loved, which didn't make sense. So that's why a lot of people went with the whole prank theory initially. Are you okay? That's why a lot of people kind of went with the prank theory initially, but it's a disappointment. It's a disappointment whenever like you can tell that a studio or a streaming service, like in this case Netflix, who owns that IP, just doesn't care about the show and like doesn't care about the show and just kind of wants to get it over with. And you can tell they just wanted to get it over with.
This is the the final season, right?
Yeah, final season. So it's basically done after this. Yeah, and it ended so horribly.
It's really unfortunate for a lot of Netflix series that, you know, I feel like when they're on their final season, they do get a little lazy with the writing.
Yeah. Or sometimes they'll have a really good show and they'll just not renew it.
Yeah.
Like, the biggest disappointment for me was a show called Mindhunter, which was a show where it was, I think, an FBI or CIA agent that was interviewing other serial killers to, like, catch another one, right? And, you know, it was a really good show, really well put together. A lot of people loved it. It just never got renewed. And it was, like, left on an open ending. So now you're kind of just left kind of trying to figure out what happened. There was another show called, like, The OA. There's a lot of shows like that.
Oh, yeah.
That had, like, a season or two and then just were canceled. And I could talk about HBO does the same thing. They had a show called Raised by Wolves. I love that show. And it just ended. They just canceled it.
I feel like you would like Supercell.
I watched Supercell.
Did you like it?
It was okay.
Yeah, yeah. I liked it. I thought it was decent.
Yeah, like I think...
I wish they introduced the sickle cell correlation with their powers a little bit more. Like, it was kind of... You were kind of, like, over time left to just put...
What do you mean, the sickle cell?
You know how, like...
Well, are we going to spoil it for the people who haven't watched it?
Whatever.
Try and say it in a way that's not spoilery.
You know how, like...
Spoilery?
The cause of the superpowers, like how people get the superpowers.
Oh, yeah. Like, they have a dormant, or they are...
It's like hereditary, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
They didn't really explain that. They didn't go into too much detail, you know?
Also, I was confused about the whole, like, aspect of people who would purposely or intentionally go to get themselves, like, cured in a way. But then, yeah, and, like, you know how they say they can get that one call?
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, when they're making that call, why not, like, leave, like, a secret message or something, or, like, say something that only your family would know, or, like, how do you convince someone to even send a message like that where they sound calm and they have constant connection with them, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. So, yeah, there was a couple things on that show. I liked it overall.
Yeah.
And I'm, like, I would look forward to another season, but I'm not, like, anticipating. I'm not, like, you know, holding my breath and be like, oh, I can't wait till this show comes out.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
The next season comes out.
You know what show I was really disappointed in?
Which one?
Like the next season. Top Boy. Top Boy got so much hype.
I never watched it.
I also really liked. I love UK drama type of shows. You guys, I just have to say before I get into my answer, neither of us have had water yet. We're just suffering through it. But the other show that I started watching is Love is Blind UK.
Mm-hmm.
It is very interesting.
What's the difference between that and regular Love is Blind?
I think nothing, really. It's just people with a British accent.
But, like...
they're just, like, different levels of toxic, I guess.
Because, like, people always say, like, Love Island, like, UK is better than Love Island, like, USA and vice versa. But I think it's because of the personalities. Like, you get significantly different personalities from America versus the UK.
Yeah, I think that, like, what I've noticed, and I'm not, like, an avid Love is Blind watcher. Like, I kind of watch, like, every other season.
Yeah.
But just from my... If you know my birthday, you'd be able to unlock it. But don't keep that part of it. I think that it's interesting to just, like, watch people getting to know each other without seeing each other. Because you realize, like, how much of meeting people and dating is so much about the physical attraction.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, watching people have to forcing themselves to... fall in love through, like, an emotional and mental connection.
Yeah.
It's so interesting because you can see who actually is, like, serious about it and who just, like, does not know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
But I feel like at the end of the day, it does also prove that physical connection is also a big part of a relationship. Because there are a bit like multiple examples of a guy or a girl who, you know, really loved the person when they couldn't see them.
Yeah.
But then when they actually see them, there's like, like, I love you, but, you know, it just there's no physical attraction there.
Yeah, but, you know, for some people, if they are attracted to someone's mind and someone's heart,
yeah,
usually their looks are like, they kind of look better in that person's eyes, if you know what I mean.
But there is a threshold.
Yeah, there is a threshold.
There is a threshold. Like, there's only so much.
Yeah.
Right? Because, like, yeah, at the end of the day, you could be like, okay, how about if they just, like, use a voice changer on a guy? And, like, they had two guys talking to each other, but one of them thought it was another woman. And they actually really did love them because, you know, I'm just saying. So there is a physical aspect of it. I'm just saying.
People would get lawsuits for that one.
Oh, yeah.
And the show would get lawsuits. People
die from that kind of stuff, man. But, yeah, so that's a disappointing show. Don't check it out. Don't check out Umbrella Academy. But maybe check out, what show were you say you're watching? Love is Island, UK. No, Love is Blind, UK. Sorry. Mm-hmm. So next question. Ooh, this one's a little toughy.
What does it say?
Do you feel that the Muslims have normalized a disconnect in religious morality? It's a deep question.
That is.
I feel like this one requires more thought.
Wait, ask that again.
Okay. Do you feel that Muslims have normalized a disconnect in religious morality?
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Generally, I don't think so. I feel like we're actually the only ones in society who have kept some type of religious morality, right? To a degree. And
I think in general, yes.
In general, yeah. Like you can always point out the anecdotes of here and there, like whatever you see on TikTok. But then again, that, you know, that might just be your algorithm showing you that, the 1 out of 1,000 kind of thing. But overall, I feel like, oh, sorry, you can. I know you had an answer, but I'll just say, overall, I feel like the only reason we're seeing a lot of people who are moving towards Islam or attracted to Islam is because of our religious morality. So that's why I'm saying more generally, I don't believe we have normalized a disconnect from our religious morality.
I think I...
And it is called out whenever we feel like someone has gone too far.
I think I kind of agree with you. I think regardless of where someone is in their religiosity or their mm-hmm. spiritual journey, you're right. Everyone does have a threshold, even if someone by textbook definition is considered a bad Muslim, a.k.a. they don't fulfill their obligations, they still have that moral compass within them. So at the end of the day, what like to be Muslim means that you believe in God correctly mm-hmm. and you believe in you know, the prophets and the message that they came with. And so that belief alone and that belief alone, like if you believe in it correctly, ultimately deems you as a believer, right? And so whether or not you keep up with fulfilling your obligations, avoiding sinning, that is part of everyone's individual journey. And I've seen it so many times. We've heard it in different stories and hadiths where it could be like someone who is a believer, but maybe they just don't pray, for example, or they mm-hmm. don't fast, or they don't donate money. I'm going to throw up.
Are you actually? Sarah?
Hold on, wait. Okay. Whew, okay.
You sure?
Imagine the clickbait of me throwing up.
Oh, my God.
I literally came up here.
Oh, shoot.
I'm okay.
Mm-hmm.
But lost my train of thought. Okay. what I was saying was, like, even if someone, you know, is, like I was saying before, textbook definition of a bad Muslim, mm-hmm. and they don't, like, they could be someone who unalives people. It could be a drug dealer. It could be a prostitute, whatever. At the end of the day, they still have that moral compass, especially if they are someone who has even learned like the like very basics of Islam. So I think, has the disconnect been normalized? I mean, I feel like I see it more with non-Muslims, like Christians, for example. Mm-hmm. a lot of them say they're Christian by name, but they don't actually act within the Christian faith.
Yeah.
Like abide by the rules. And there are Muslims who do the same. Mm-hmm. But, you know,
I feel like those are a minority.
They're still going to rock up on Eid prayer. Mm-hmm. They're still going to sometimes rock up, you know, Jummah prayer, Salatul Janazah if they need to, if, like, you know, someone in their friends or family has passed away. Like, there's still something that reels them back in. And maybe that's just the beauty of Islam. I'm not sure.
And I've noticed that though, like, the, you can say the religious morality of an individual, at least the spectrum of it can be really, really wide at a very young age. I mean, not at very young age, at your younger ages. Like, the spectrum of people and religious morality, at least in the Muslim community, is very wide. Like, there are people who almost barely know anything about Islam, but, like, still want to have some type of connection. And there are people on the other end who are fully devoted. And, like, even at a young age, are fully devoted. And but I've noticed that with Islam specifically, as you grow older, that spectrum becomes smaller and smaller. And usually leads to more of, like, a modest Muslim, or like someone not a like moderate. A moderate Muslim, exactly, right? So, or actually, sorry, on one end would be the extreme of, like, the extreme people who are like the haram police, or I guess we would say, right? That's the other extreme. It wouldn't be like the devout, because the devout is really what is the middle, right?
Yeah,
where you're not judgmental of others and you're also avoiding the sins.
But I think to kind of clarify, because I know,
but as you get older, that does it seem to kind of lead to that one point.
Every time we mention the haram police, I think people misunderstand what we actually mean by that.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, like, you know, it is amongst the personal obligation of each Muslim to forbid the haram. And
I'm talking about the extremes, though.
I know, but I'm just clarifying for those that are listening or watching. Like, we know that if I was to see Amir doing something haram, I'm going to advise him as my brother in Islam. I'd be like, hey, you know, like, but when we talk about haram police, we mean it in the sense of, because I know this actually came up. There was a girl, I need to remember her name, and I'll tell you so that you can have her name here.
Mm-hmm.
But she basically made a video.
About the hijab?
About the hijab. Mm-hmm. And it was like a harsher tone.
Yeah.
And a lot of sisters actually appreciated the harsh tone because they felt like it was giving them a reality check. And that's totally fine. If the message was well received, alhamdulillah, you know, the girl got her point across.
Yeah.
But, you know, and I know we spoke about this in the past with, like, the diary room girls where they spoke about it and I was kind of, like, giving them flack for it. It wasn't even that. I think it's fine to encourage your brothers and sisters to do good in Islam. All I was really saying was, like, if you have a huge platform like that where you have a mix of Muslims, non-Muslims, like, just be a little bit wiser about it. But
and those aren't even the extremes that I'm talking about.
Yeah, that wasn't extreme at all. Like, I wouldn't consider the girls haram police.
Yeah, I'm talking about the extremes where, like, they will actually take physical action towards someone who they feel is doing something wrong. And usually, unfortunately, it's weaker men against women, but that's another topic, right?
Yeah.
So, like, that extreme, inshallah, you hope that as people get older, they find their way towards a more moderate version of Islam. And that's typically the case with most people. As they get older, they tend to focus more on their prayers. Also, because just how that's how when you're younger, right? You feel like you're free. You can do whatever you want. You feel like there's no consequences to anything, right?
Mm-hmm.
But as you get closer to, you know, death's door, you start realizing the real important things in your life, right?
Yeah. People start to look more inwards than they do outwards.
Yeah. And I feel like that's very unique to Islam. Like, I don't really see that in other... I don't know what's going on in the Jewish community specifically, because I'm just not that connected to it. The closest idea I have, or the closest example I have of it, is the Christian community. And I don't really see that as much in the Christian community. In terms of, like, how their devotedness as they get older,
I mean, correct us if we're wrong. Like, we don't know, right?
And it might be there, but it's, I don't think it's as significant as in the Muslim community.
Mm.
So, you know, that's so overall, to just answer the question, says, do you feel that Muslims have normalized a disconnect in religious morality? I don't believe generally that Muslims have.
Yeah,
I feel like we're just, because in America specifically. Because I feel like Canada might even be a little bit more not as far off as, not for, what do you call it again?
Strict?
No.
Or devout, maybe?
No, I'm saying, like, in Canada, I feel like we're very similar to the UK in the sense that we do have a very strong Muslim community here. And, like, there's so many of us that you don't really see a lot of the extremes. Maybe that's just because of how I've grown up. I've grown up very, like, sheltered in that sense, right? So I can't say for sure. But versus America, I feel like in America, you'll see, like, there's that whole, you know, example or that whole joke about like the Philly Muslims and stuff, right?
Which is so wrong.
Yeah, which is really wrong, but that's like a stereotype in America. Yeah. And I don't think Canada really has that stereotype.
Yeah.
I'm ignorant to that too.
Maybe.
Whatever. But, you know, so hopefully that answers your question. We got a few questions from the one and only Sarah's brother, Sebri.
We should get him on here one day.
Huh?
We should get him on here one day.
Yeah, we've had him on here early in the days. Like when you first started doing video podcasts, it was on an episode that actually centered around marriage. So if you're interested in hearing about the perspective of actual married people back then, you can go ahead and check that out. I'll put it behind us. I can't remember exactly what number that was. But he asked a few questions. So here's one of them. It says, if you were an Olympic athlete, what event would you participate in?
I think we all know.
What?
We're Ethiopian.
You would participate in running? You feel like
I would train for it.
I feel like you have to have a very specific body type for that. Even I don't have that.
Yeah, but we could work towards it.
No, you would literally have to lose. I would have to lose like 100 pounds.
Yeah, we would have to be Slender Man, basically.
I don't think our body types are made for that. Like, we don't have that specific body type.
I know we're short and stubby and not really.
Okay, that's actually very racist, Sarah, against your own people.
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay?
It's fine.
Because Ethiopians are a very diverse and multifaceted people, okay? We come in all different shapes and sizes. We have different ethnicities. And and within those ethnicities, there are different shapes and sizes. We are Harari. And there's a certain body type that is different from the type you might find in the Tigray region. Mm. Or from the Amhara region, right? Mm-hmm. Or maybe the Oromo region, right? So we have to account for that.
Okay, and fine. I'll change my answer.
Okay, go ahead.
You know what I would actually do? I don't know if this is in the Olympics, but I used to do it during track and field. Mm-hmm. Running long jump.
Running long jump?
Yeah, do they have that?
When was the last time you jumped?
What do you mean? I could jump.
Well, no, when was the last time you jumped? Do you remember the last time you actually physically attempted to jump off the floor and reach like a higher height?
Oh, I have, what are those wooden boxes called?
Yeah, wooden box.
No, you know what I mean though, right?
Yeah,
the step up one.
Yeah,
whatever those box.
Yeah,
and maybe like 3 days ago.
Okay,
but it's not that high. You know, I don't know what the dimensions. Because
that's the whole thing where people said like, there's a certain age where you just stop jumping and people like lose the ability to jump.
I also jumped like with my nephew on the bed because we were having fun and I was like, let's jump on the bed.
So, but like. You won't realize it, but as you get older, let's say you get into your 40s or 50s, you'd be like,
I'm not even close to that though.
No, I'm just saying eventually when you get there,
like
there's this whole thing of saying like people just lose the ability to jump.
Really?
Because they just don't do it.
I don't know. I feel like
even running.
No, running I do on the treadmill.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because there was a guy on TikTok I saw recently. He was like, I just realized I had never seen my girlfriend, now wife, ever run. And they went into the backyard and he made her run across the backyard just to see what she ran like. And her run form was disgusting.
First
to the
of
point
all,
where
we
he's
are
like, I don't even know who
judged.
I'm married to anymore.
Stop. That's so mean. You know what? I'm actually like training to like long distance run. I'm
really?
Not training for anything. I'm just
Can
like,
we do a 5K?
Yeah, I've been saying
let's
like,
do a 5K.
I'm so down for
okay,
that.
Okay, let's sign up for one.
Okay.
Okay, let's do it.
Cousin Connection does 5K.
Oh my God, my sweat.
Yeah, you're sweating a lot, bro.
I just sweat naturally.
So
that's
am
why.
I.
But this is just making it worse. Oh my God. But for me, I think it's obvious. I would, you know what I would take part in.
Weightlifting?
Yeah.
Shot put?
Shot put, I would have to have good shoulders for that. I don't have good shoulders.
The javelin throw?
I would have to have good shoulders for that too. I don't have good shoulders.
What's the one called where you're on that like pole thingy and then it like launches you in the air?
Pole vaulting?
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Oh.
But I couldn't do that either.
Why not?
I need very good core. And
you
also need to, you need to be significantly lighter.
Oh.
Because like the thing probably wouldn't be able to carry me. Also what?
It would just snap.
Yeah, literally it would snap. Yeah, I'm just not made for that. But powerlifting, for the weightlifting
I feel
part
like I
of
could
the Olympics,
lift heavy.
I feel like I would need to train for it because I've never done a power clean, which is what they do.
Can you train me to powerlift? I'll literally sign up at your gym.
Which gym?
Like, I just want to try lifting
heavy. LA or the one at my apartment?
Oh, I don't have to sign up for that.
I could just take you to that one, honestly.
Okay, yeah. Guys, you know what? Maybe we will start a side series.
Yeah.
of like SATA lifts at the gym.
Yeah, because apparently I asked the landlord and she's like, oh my God.
Are you okay?
I asked the landlord and she's like, "It not a lot of people really use that gym." Like when I was there last time checking it out, there were a few people there, but it wasn't like completely full. And it had free weights, it had dumbbells, it had like everything that you need in a gym. So, you know, we'll have to check it out and do it a couple times. But I can show you a couple of things. Right now, I feel like after my injury, I haven't been able to come back to what I used to be. So I don't know if I'm like, I have to just hang up the the jersey when it comes to like my going for more weights. My deadlift can come back, but I feel like my bench press is like done at this point. Because it requires a lot of my shoulders.
Lying down,
yeah,
right?
On your back. You didn't know that? Okay, I know. I'm just, you know. Everybody's their own niche.
You gotta start somewhere.
Exactly.
And I'm
no
here.
Judging.
Listen, this is my goal.
Yeah.
Before the end of the year, what's a goal weight that I should lift?
A goal weight for what?
Like I want a power lift.
Like for what? Powerlifting is deadlift, bench, and squats. I think a good indicator is one time your body weight. So like your body weight essentially.
Oh, I could do that.
Huh?
I could do that.
So you can deadlift, squat, and bench press your body weight?
I probably can't bench press.
Yeah, you probably can't bench. It would be half your body weight.
I could do that.
No, you wouldn't be able to do it.
Bench press, I don't know, but I could definitely do deadlift and squat.
You can deadlift like 150 pounds?
Yeah.
What? I don't know how much you weigh.
Probably.
Okay, so we'll have to test that out. We'll test that out in a couple weeks. Actually, we could probably test it out next week, honestly, when I move in.
Yeah, oh my God. You know, we should do move-in vlogs.
I won't have anything to move in with. I'll just get the key. And have air mattress.
You know what you should do?
What?
Okay, I saw this. Maybe it was like a TikTok or something. Mm-hmm. But you know, like when we were kids, and like there was always that like meme or whatever that whenever you're like running away from home, you'd have that stick with like a jet ski tied to it with all your belongings. Can you do that?
I just throw my whole desk, just computer, like everything into one bag, try and lift it up, get a metal bar just so I can put it on my shoulder.
But I'm just like imagining you walking in like, well, I'm home. We will figure it out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out.
Oh my God, I'm getting hot again.
Oh shoot, I closed it again. You can go ahead and find the next question there.
Okay. Are the TikTok lives coming back? They've been back.
We did like one.
We did two, didn't we?
Did we?
I think we did.
Okay,
two.
We did a couple. Yeah, but we are gonna bring the like now that I feel like our TikTok lives are like more of like a winter thing.
I know, right?
Because we're always doing things now.
Hassan Logic, if you guys remember him, he actually came on our podcast a little while ago.
Yeah.
And he spoke about his book called Sweet Talk.
And he actually has a show that he's going to be presenting it at, like a launch party, essentially. So when this comes out, it'll be in like 3 or 4 days. So maybe we'll repost it on our page as well early enough. But when you see this episode, if you're in Toronto, we'll be there. So you can go and support him and his new journey. Like, you know, we're all about supporting the people who have been on this podcast and people within our community in general,
exactly.
Doing new things and trying new things and, you know, not following your regular path. And we're all here for it. So
if you want to get tickets.
Yeah, if you want to get tickets, you can follow him on his Instagram page at Hassan Logic. I'll put it up behind his HassanLogick. I mean, LOGIC. So go ahead and check that out. Support local artists. If you're in the city, it's a poetry book. And inshallah, we'll be there. And we'll see y'all there too, inshallah.
Yeah,
I just wanted to note that before we get back into the questions here.
Yeah, should we chug the rest of this?
I'm already done.
You drank the juice?
No, I'm not drinking the juice now.
Why not?
Sara.
I'm going to do it. Mm-hmm.
We're going to hurt our stomachs.
No, I think we'll be fine.
Okay, you do it. Do it.
I'll do it if you do it.
No.
Okay, I'm going to drink some water now.
Okay.
We finished. So we survived.
Exactly. We deserve it. Why not?
Water break. Why did you do that?
Okay, I'm good.
If you could have a same-sex sibling, would you want to be the older or the younger sibling and why? So if you could replace Aisha with a boy and I could replace Sebri with a girl, would you rather be the older of the two?
Oh, I totally want to be the older. But that's just because that's all I know. And I feel like I could, like, impart knowledge on tape. But it depends. How old am I? Like, is it the same change? Or not change. Is it the same difference in age? For me, it's like 2 to 3 years with Gizman or Aisha.
Yeah.
And for you, it's 4 years.
Yeah.
So it's not too, it's not significantly different. Yeah. But yeah, I would probably want to still be the older child.
I would want to be the younger child.
I think it's because we're just used to it and we know, like, what to expect. Even though, like, I don't feel like I was one to impart knowledge. Like, I was already trying to get... Honestly, Aisha was the one who was...
She was wise beyond her years.
Yeah, she was wise. I was the one still trying to figure things out when this girl was, like, had its whole successful YouTube career by that point, man.
She was teaching you.
Yeah. But maybe the dynamic would be different if it was a boy, right? Cause, yeah, like,
I think so.
Also, that, like, growing up...
Because she also, like, although you guys were siblings, mm-hmm. I was always, like, there as her
exactly
stand-in older sister.
Yeah. So it would be a little bit different if I was the one who had to actually, like, be the influence on there, because I feel like her influence is more of you guys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, that's so true. I would, even though we had that relationship, mm-hmm. I would still want to be the younger sister.
Yeah.
I always used to tell Sebri, like, I wish you were a girl.
Oh, that must have broke his heart.
Possibly. Sorry, Sebri. You know what? To sweeten up the conversation, mm-hmm. what's your favorite memory that you have of your sibling?
The favorite memory I have of my sibling? Mm. Oh, my God. One second. Sweat
How
break.
Are you still sweating?
I just sweat, okay? It's just who I am. You don't want to see the pile of tissues that are under me right now. Why didn't I just get a towel?
I don't know.
What was I gonna say? Favorite memory mm-hmm. when she moved out. No, I'm playing. I'm playing. what is the Euro trip? Mm. Yeah, I went on a Euro trip with Aisha, mm-hmm. and like we went everywhere. We went to Italy, England. Romania and
I forgot you went there.
Yeah,
too.
I think it was just that. It was England, Italy, and Romania. Mm-hmm. Was there another one?
No, but I think remember. You did like multiple cities within.
Possibly, yeah. I just know that. Oh, France.
Oh yeah,
Paris. I forgot about that. Yeah,
I forgot about that too.
So yeah, that was really fun. Like we were at the age where we were old enough to where we weren't like bickering and fighting all the time. Like mm-hmm. we got over that stage. Mm-hmm. So it was really chill trip. Like we were having fun together. Like it was very like on the move. We were both like very similar in that like as long as we have a place to like eat and sleep, we're good. Like we're not bougie in that sense. Like we're kind of looking for like we literally in our apartment in the UK was like the bed mm-hmm. and like 5 inches on each side of the bed, and the bathroom was the toilet and the shower were right like in the same space and the sink. So when you take a shower,
the whole like, floor is wet.
The whole floor is wet. Oh, yeah. The whole room gets wet.
I hate that.
But we're like, hey, we got a place to stay. We're here. Why not?
I guess.
And like, there's no elevator. So you have to take like the stairs up with your luggage and everything. We didn't have that much luggage. I don't remember us having that much, but yeah, that was probably the best memory. Like I still say to this day, like, what's that one with the islands? Oh my God. Why am I forgetting the V?
Vienna?
Not Vienna. Oh my God.
Venice.
Venice is like one of my favorite spots that I've been to.
Yeah, you always talk about Venice.
So that's definitely my favorite memory.
My favorite memory?
She has none.
Oh, you know what was really fun?
What was flashing through her mind was all the trauma that he's imparted on her.
All the screaming and fighting. I was going to say, what was really fun was... Sebri's wedding was really fun.
Oh, yeah, that was definitely fun.
And, like, the reception mm-hmm. day, because mm-hmm. I got to put some input on what songs I wanted.
Yeah.
I think it was, like, Bruno Mars came, like, his album came
24
out.
24 Karat?
Yeah, that mm-hmm. album came out. And I can't remember what song it was, but I just remember we were, like, screaming the lyrics mm-hmm. to each other. That was a fun memory. What is your favorite fan interaction from the pod?
I don't think I ever had, like, an interaction, like, a significantly... Have we been recognized in, like, a weird way? Or in an odd place? Where?
Okay, I'll give you a couple, because I'm here clearly forgets
I
them all.
I forget a lot.
last week, first of all, we were at Idol's.
But that's not like in a weird way. Like, that's expected.
No, I really didn't expect that.
Really?
But the time that was truly unexpected was when we were in LA 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And we went to that random taco place. And we met that guy.
Oh, yeah.
And he was so cool.
Oh, yeah. Ibrahim.
Yeah, Ibrahim. He was so cool. And we just like talked about, like, I was so shook because I thought we were in some random neighborhood.
Yeah.
And he just recognized us.
Well, we were on Santa Monica Pier, so.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
I thought it was a random neighborhood.
No, it was like the parking, like right on top of it.
Okay. Yeah. But like that was, I think, like our first time like being recognized outside of Toronto. Mm-hmm. And then another time was when we were actually coming home from our Europe trip with our moms. Mm-hmm. And remember how sleep deprived we were leaving Denmark?
The airport, yeah.
And the lady, the girl in security, she was like, this way, get into this line. By the way, I love your podcast. You guys are doing an amazing job. And I was like, what? Like, that caught me so off guard.
Yeah. But actually, now remembering it, there's also the person at like a local like restaurant here. There was a girl at the cash and she recognized me as I was like picking up my food.
Yeah, I love her. She's so nice.
Oh, yeah. You've been there a couple times too. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So there have been a couple or a few cool interactions.
I think every time we come out, like interact with you guys or you guys recognize us, it's so cute. And like sometimes you guys will DM me, like when we were in Dallas for Amir's Nikah, someone DM'd me and said, are you guys in Dallas? And I was like,
they see you?
Yeah. They're like, oh my God, I saw all of you guys, but I didn't want to bother you.
At the thing, right? Yeah.
The coffee night.
Yeah, we were next to Babish. I think that's what place is called.
What was it called?
Babish?
I don't think so.
Was it not? Big Dash.
Really?
I think so. Search up Big Dash.
Hold up. I have a picture from that day.
Anyone in Dallas would know what I'm talking about. Especially if you're Muslim and you're in the like Garland area.
Oh, yeah, Big Dash ice cream.
Yeah.
You're right. But the place that we were at, the coffee place, was called Arwa Yemeni Coffee.
Yeah. So if you saw us there, should have said hi. I'm just saying. Okay.
Yeah, don't be shy. We love when you guys say hi to us. Mm-hmm. It's always a nice conversation.
Yeah. Last question?
Last question?
Yeah. Find a juicy one. Let me end it off on.
Do you guys find value within cultures outside of your own?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Why not? I think all cultures are beautiful in their own way. Okay, don't make that face. Like I'm saying something cheesy.
No, that was very beautiful. Profound. And it was just like so beautiful. Elaborate.
But yeah, like I love just learning about other cultures, especially if you come from a place where you have a rich culture yourself. Why wouldn't you want to be interested in finding out about how people might do things differently than you, right? Especially in the Muslim community where there's like, there are Muslims all over the world from the early even Muslim days where like the culture, like Islam came to a pretty established culture and kind of was able to find its roots, like blend in well with theirs. And like, it's interesting seeing how they made that work.
If Hanan wasn't Harari, would you still marry her?
What?
If Hanan wasn't Harari.
If she was exactly the same person, just wasn't Harari?
Yeah, and she had a different culture. Like, because of your love of other cultures or your interest in at least one.
Yeah, like, I don't think I've ever closed that off completely, saying, like, someone of a different culture, right? It's definitely nice having someone who knows your culture.
Yeah.
And you can, like, take part. Like, you don't have to really worry about explaining things and stuff. Mm. But it still is, I think that's one of the positive aspects of marrying someone outside of your culture, right? You're able to blend these two different, very distinct cultures and, like, learn about them and pass that on to future generations, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, like, I'm always interested in, like, finding out more about, like, Asian or East Asian culture, especially in the communities that have Muslims in them, right?
Yeah.
Because, like, the Uyghur Muslims, right? Their culture and their background, but also the other dozens of ethnically Chinese but Muslim people around across the country.
Yeah.
So that's something, because I was recently watching some videos on that's why I mentioned that specifically, but that's something that I typically look into.
Yeah, I think, you know, every time that we or that I have traveled, I really like to like immerse myself in that culture specifically. Like, I think it's so beautiful to learn about other cultures too. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you might even like adapt certain things that you like about other people's cultures, right? Like although, you know, obviously we love our Harari culture and I think it's so rich and the history is, it's very interesting and there's so much that we probably don't even know. Mm-hmm. And even though we, you know, Hassan, one of our really good friends, has taught us a lot too. And, you know, we've learned it just from reading different things and watching different videos, but learning about a completely different culture, I think there's absolutely value.
Yeah, definitely.
And then last question. What's your ideal next 5 years look like for this podcast if you can make it last?
If you can make it last? You're already plotting on our downfall here. next 5 years? Actually, for real, the next 5 years, we actually have to start doing the things. We start walking the walk instead of talking the talk. We've been talking the talk for a minute. We actually got to start walking the walk, like putting things actually down on paper and like start at least starting the process, because there are a lot of things that we've mentioned that we want to do and like are planning to do or even saying that are going to be coming out, but we never actually like started, like actually like physically started the process. Sure, like we make like boards here and there. I'm like specifically, let's say like the merchandise that we're thinking of making, like sure we've like made like what do they call those again? Like vision boards.
Yeah, mood boards.
Mood boards and all that stuff. But actually making it,
yeah,
that has to come into play soon.
Yeah, I was actually just thinking about that. You know, I think we've like toyed around with the idea of doing like Cousin Connection Live potentially one day. And, you know, a lot of planning has to go into that type of event. But it's also like, we've never done a live event, so we wouldn't even know how many people to anticipate, where to start. And, you know, given the Amir's recent life changes, we were a little preoccupied. But now that we've kind of like recalibrated.
Now I've got a place, like I'm going to be settling in there more. Yeah. So like a lot of the things that were like up in the air or like that I was juggling, like the balls are starting to disappear, right? So like I had nikah in the air, I had the finding of place, like now like I'm adding a wall where it comes to immigration, but that really doesn't have a lot of like,
it's not work that you have to do, it's just waiting.
Yeah, exactly, it's more of waiting anyways.
Yeah,
so yeah, like the balls, I'm not juggling as many balls anymore, so
yeah. Until it's my turn. But but yeah, I think we have a lot of big dreams about, like, in regards to the podcast, what we want to do with the channel. And it's not that we're being secretive about it, but I think a lot of it is like we discuss amongst ourselves. And, you know, there's that one like audio from Beyonce that says like, don't talk about your plans, just do them, and then let the work speak for itself. And so I think we're in that place where like we have a lot of dreams and aspirations of what we want this channel to be and where we want it to go. And, you know, we will take you guys along for the ride. But while there's still dreams in our head, we're going to keep it to ourselves.
Yeah.
And once we start putting plans in motion, we'll, you know, keep y'all up to date.
Exactly. And if you want to follow us on that journey, make sure you subscribe to the channel. Make sure you follow us on all our platforms, Cousin Connection Pod.
That was hella smooth.
Instagram and TikTok.
That was hella smooth. I can't even lie.
And inshallah soon, you know, we put out the, like I mentioned earlier, we put out the Nikah podcast or my Nikah podcast. Not podcast, sorry. We put out my vlog. Nikah vlog. And still, I'm working on the Nikah vlog of my, or Australia trip vlog, basically part two of that. So that will be hopefully coming out soon, inshallah. And yeah, we have still plenty we're working on and planning. And inshallah, you know, soon you'll actually see the fruits of our labor. But until then, thank you again for submitting your questions. I know we didn't get to all of them, but, you know, we'll continue to do more Q&As in the future. So you can continue to ask them there and we'll eventually get to them. In the next few episodes, we'll make sure to highlight a lot of your comments from the YouTube videos and even look at those questions, because I feel like there might have been some questions in there that we might have missed out on. We might even like answer those questions next week. We'll see, inshallah. But until then, we'll see y'all next week.
Hold on. Wait, before we go, because this one made me laugh. We literally just got one.
Actually, there's one more question.
When is the walima, sis?
What?
She's saying, when are you getting married? dang, the pressure is
oh,
on. The pressure that's not is a question, getting though. Worse.
Oh my God. But yeah, so hopefully this podcast was entertaining for y'all. I forgot about even mentioning the whole like hot bulldog food. It honestly wasn't even that bad.
Like, yeah, like
the beginning, initially it was bad.
I feel like Amir insert clips of him dying.
Okay, no. That's what I'm saying. Initially it was bad. Uh-huh. But then like as we started eating it, like it got less and less hot.
Yeah, like now so, I'm okay.
Yeah, exactly.
It wasn't like the hot ones challenge.
Exactly.
You know
what
we should do next?
Okay, guys, thank you again for listening. We'll see y'all next week.
The one chip challenge.
Bye.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.